600 years ago, probably for hot chocolate. Their evolution spans several hundred years, and they come in a wide range of styles. More than just vessels for brewing and drinking, aficionados consider them essential for that perfect cup of tea. These silver-plated teapots come in every style imaginable, and making them requires the talent and skill of an old-world master. A century-old hand-circling machine cuts a perfect circle out of a brass sheet that's 1.5 millimeters thick. They shape that brass disc, first with a forming die mounted inside a press. After lubricating the press surface with vegetable oil, they position the disc on the press, then cover it with a polyurethane stopper. As the press applies 3 tons of pressure, the die moves upward, shaping the disc from underneath. The stopper provides counter pressure to keep the die from breaking through the brass that thins as it stretches. They call this preliminary shape the draft shape. They insert the draft shape into another die and repeat the forming process to produce the final shape of the teapot's base. Next, they solder on the teapot rim, which was made the same way. A craftsman then hammers the metal to remove any imperfections left by the pressings and punches in the maker's mark. Spinning is another technique they use to shape metal teapot parts. Here, a craftsman uses a tool to shape a copper teapot mounted on a lathe. They decorate the metal using a technique called hand chasing. With a paper stencil, he applies the design in white powder. He pencil traces the pattern, then hammers in the design with a variety of tools. This intricate process requires the talented hands of an expert artisan. For the teapot spout, workers press brass plates into left and right side dies. Once again, they use 1.5 millimeter thick brass and drop a quarter ton press to produce the final spout shape. To assemble the spout, they brush on soldering paste, wire the two halves together, then fire the spout to 370 degrees Celsius. The spout gets an acid bath to remove all the impurities the soldering process left behind. Using pumice, which is crushed volcanic rock, workers polish the teapot with 3 progressively finer grades. They give it one final buffing to ensure the surface is perfectly smooth. With diamond-tipped hand tools, engravers can etch additional features. Everything from custom designs to company logos. Workers now screw on the lid, wire up the teapot, and immerse it in cleaning chemicals, then in a silver plating bath. Just before shipping, workers attach hardware and perform a final cleaning. Finally, shippers wrap the teapots in acid-free cellulose that prevents the silver from tarnishing. It takes a talented team of highly skilled craftspeople to create these unique teapot designs, in styles ranging from Elizabethan to ultra-modern.